This is JIS News. Coming up, critical sectors to benefit under 11th European Development Fund, Jamaica surpasses targets under IMF Extended Fund Facility, and government to launch National Animal Identification and Traceability System next week. Details after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Four critical areas have been designated for funding and support under the 11th European Development Fund, EDF. These are justice, climate change, public financial management, and the civil society. Earlier this year, the government signed a 46 million euro agreement with the European Union for the National Indicative Programme, NIP, under the 11th EDF. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says of the 46 million euros, the justice sector has been allocated the largest share, accounting for 50% of the allocation, or 23 million euros.
Environment and climate change initiatives will come in for renewed focus with an allocation of 33% of the available funding, or 15.25 million euros. Jamaica stands among the countries in the world which have been most forward-thinking and decisive in our environmental planning and management, and in planning for the prevention and mitigation of the negative effects of climate change.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the official launch of the NIP at Jamaica House on Thursday. Jamaica has successfully met and surpassed all targets for September under the extended fund facility with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, for the sixth quarter. This assertion from co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles. He says major factors contributing to the positive performance for the quarter are improvements in the primary surplus and the net international reserves, NIR. A primary surplus occurs when the government's income exceeds its expenditure.
The major quantitative performance criteria that constitute the test include the primary balance, which actually came in at 43.6 versus the IMF target of 37.8. So we exceeded that by 5.8 billion. The net international reserves, which came in at approximately 2.2 billion US, which exceeded the IMF target of $1.23 billion. This means that we are likely to pass the sixth quarterly IMF review.
Mr. Biles was addressing journalists at the monthly Epoch press briefing Thursday. A review of the performance for the sixth quarter is currently being conducted by the IMF mission to Jamaica, and the results will become available on December 22. The cities of Kingston, Jamaica, and Shawnee, South Africa, are to collaborate on several areas of mutual interest, including sports, local governance, research, development, and innovation. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brownberg, and Executive Mayor of Shawnee, Councillor Cognisho Ramokopa, signed a Memorandum of Understanding Wednesday to facilitate technical cooperation between the cities. Mayor Ramokopa, in addressing the launch of the KSAC's inaugural Civic and Community Awards ceremony Tuesday, welcomed the opportunity for both countries to partner in the agreed areas and others that may arise during the course of his five-day visit.
We've got almost identical social problems, the issue of youth unemployment, poverty, underdevelopment of certain parts of our respective cities, and a common desire to resolve existing problems. The intention is to make sure that we are both able to advance, and the peoples of Kingston and Swale are the ones who will ultimately benefit.
Senator Brownberg says the engagement is intended to build a tangible relationship between the municipalities. And the government will launch the National Animal Identification and Traceability System on November 13. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer made the disclosure in Parliament Tuesday.
All things are in place. Tags and tagging equipment have been procured. Laws have been reviewed by the Attorney General Chambers and submitted to the Chief Parliamentary Council. Sensitization sessions have been extensively executed in preparation for the launch.
Minister Kellyer was responding to questions posed by opposition spokesperson Agriculture J.C. Hutchinson on measures being implemented to curb predial larceny. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.